her career upset.
And that was when I was late bringing the cars around, and he was going off to meet Monty. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But the driver, it was probably my fault for not checking half an hour early. The driver didn't show up with the car, and I had to scrap. He really tore a strip off. It's the only time I've ever seen. And I was wondering whether it was the time when he went, should have gone to that meeting with Monty, and he went to Dieppe instead.
Mm-hmm.
It may have been in that time.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't. That's the only time I've ever seen him very upset.
You weren't with him, by any chance, when the Canadian Army became operational.
Yes.
And he went to see Crocker, I think it was.
Yes.
And there was a bit of a country town mm-hmm. there. Were you there at that time?
I was with them. Then I probably went to the headquarters, but then I wouldn't have been in the presence.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant, yeah.
I would have been off marking up the map.
Yeah, yeah.
Rarely would I ever be in the presence of the two.
Yeah.
Anyone who was
busy. You don't remember anything but it, for
no.
example, on the trip back or whatever?
No. Again, that was a surprise to me. I didn't know there was a...
Yeah.
I suppose the only person, maybe Maury had been Morrison would know, but I don't even that.
Yeah.
The only person would have been Jack Weir, who was his PA.
Yeah.
He may have known about it.
Where's he now?
He died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been too bad. Cause, he was pretty close to the general.
Yeah.
He took good care of him. You know.
Yeah,
it's too bad.
Yeah. I wonder if he left any papers, diaries, or anything of that nature.
Gosh, you remember, this is the whole trouble. Next war, we should say, you're allowed to keep
yeah.
diaries, you're
yeah.
allowed to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every ADC should be a budding historian, so that he wasn't allowed to keep a diary.
Yeah.
And weren't allowed to take any interesting pictures. You could take them around the compound.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. What a shame. What a shame.
Brilliant.
Now, there's one thing that, and of course, one keeps in mind your position and rank at the time. And, you know, I was a lieutenant during the war myself, and it was pretty low down on the old scale. But when I was writing, you know, this
yes.
History of the Normandy campaign,
yes.
I never came across any information, verbal documents, or anything of that nature, which, how shall I put this, which showed Crerar contributing an idea to the conduct of battle, if you know what I mean. Do you know of anything?
No.
He seemed to be sort of the general manager rather than the idea man.
I think probably Simmons was the idea man.
God knows Simmons had to have
yeah.
ideas.
But I think Simmons was careful to, you know, discuss his ideas with Crerar. I think nothing ever happened that would have surprised Crerar.
Yeah.
You know, he probably gave the okay to
yeah.
many things.
Yeah,
but whether he originated anything, I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't know.
Yeah,
pretty big picture.
Oh, I know. And again, I've read the the documentation and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
There is one thing that does and doesn't surprise me. I have Crerar's letters at home.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
And
these are letters. To
Simmons.
Oh, to Simmons.
You know,
yeah.
no personal letters, anything like
ah.
that, but these are the other.
Yeah.
And I remember there's one time, late July, I think the 3rd Division had just come out of the line for the first time in about 50 days or
mm-hmm.
what have you. And Crerar sending off a letter, a memo to Corps divisional central commanders commenting on the fact that
he notes the troops are rather sloppy in their dress and not saluting as they should be, this, that, and the other thing. And I gather he's that type of a man. He likes to see things neat and tidy, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was... I can remember that. Just vaguely remember the 3rd Div and the 2nd Div just coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
The 2nd Div, of course, full of beans. We'll show you guys.
Yeah.
Poor 3rd Div. Boy, they were in rough shape.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they had been in there a bit too long.
Yeah.
So perhaps their morale and their dress and deportment would be a bit low.
Yeah. What about the period, again, with Kerr, as you remember? I'm thinking of August. And you remember that there was, Operation Total Eyes,
yes.
Operation Tractable,
yes.
Closing the Allied Gap. In other words, when we were pushing and pushing and pushing, and getting a bloody nose every time, getting some mileage, nevertheless. You remember anything about Kerr at that particular
used to visit Guy Simmons a lot.
Yeah.
And, but again, I wasn't there, I think once, perhaps I heard him mention or say something to one of these generals, you know, you must push on, you must get on with it.
Yeah.
Simmons, I heard more than once, you know, urging people to push on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But, I don't see him, he's not that dynamic. Let's get out there and organize things. And he wasn't that type. He was the chairman of the board. And, but he knew what was going on. He was out a lot.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And you used to have, I gather, and, of course, one could expect this at at Army headquarters, a fair number of visiting dignitaries anywhere from Churchill to the Russian officers to God knows what.
We didn't have a German officer, prisoner.
Oh, I see.
A corps commander who was caught in the bag at Soleil.
Yeah, yeah.
Big, tall fellow. I could still see Finley Morrison lifting this great coat to help him. He'd gone in to see the general.
Yeah, yeah.
This great, huge man. He must have been 6'4".
Yeah.
And then he was guarded for a couple of nights by our company in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And the general, I can remember the general saying, I don't want to see these fellows. He wasn't terribly interested in seeing.
Yeah. You mean the German POW or the others that would come in?
No, the German. He
the German,
terribly interested in seeing this corps commander.
Yeah,
I wonder what.
Whereas
I was fascinated to chat.
Yeah.
I can remember that someone overhearing this general, whether it was the RMR, they had him, I think they snuck him into the mess and had him for dinner one night, the RMRs. And he was saying, of course, this has interrupted my career.
Ah, dear. Isn't that lovely? Yeah. There's one thing that surprised me a little bit. And I suppose there's a reason for it, and I can think of a reason. But you remember after the breakout?
Yes.
And the Canadians, of course, are streaming up towards the north. There's a period when they're taking out the various ports, you know, along the Atlantic Wall. Army headquarters stays back at Ombly. You remain there until, I think, September or thereabout. Do you remember anything about
it? I'll have to look. I've got...
You got one of the maps.
I got that set.
Yeah.
And I'll have to look. I remember, I'm trying to remember that we went out one day, and this was one day when we did use the armored car troop. We went forward, and he wanted to see the Seine.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just approaching, I think we'd reached the Seine.
Yep.
We hadn't crossed it yet. And we went forward, and we left the Jeep in some woods, and there was about a good half mile down, a sloping meadow to the Seine, and he wanted to pinpoint Elbeuf, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So we got out of the Jeep and walked down this track, dirt track, to a little apple tree. It was right out in the middle there.
Mm.
And we sat down, and I got out the board and the piece of string. You remember that thing? You put the piece of string, and you oriented yourself, and then you pulled the string off to where now what's that thing? So we were there about 10 minutes, I guess. All of a sudden, a shell came over and landed in the field. Didn't go off, it just hit the field, tumbled. Then another one. Behind.
Yeah.
Then another one. This is the first time I'd been under fire, so I was a little nervous. I was hiding the shark.
Yeah.
And he was so cool, he said, let's have a cigarette. So there we were, beautiful day, lying back. Smoking a cigarette, and he said, they'll fire another 4 rounds, and then we'll go. So he finished the cigarette, got up, and walked back. He was wrong, though. They fired a couple more after that.
Yeah.
And one landed not too far in the field. They're all AP, or duds. They just hit and tumbled.
Yeah, it could be AP.
Yeah.
Could be.
But there's nothing. There's no traffic.
Yeah.
He said, they were firing at the road. There was a road running parallel to this track. But there was no traffic on the road. I'm sure they were firing at this flashing map.
Well, yeah, it could be.
But they could have seen his red hat and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you don't remember any special reason for remaining back there for that long?
No.
Am I right in thinking that even though you were back there, that he'd go ahead in his...
Airplane to meet up
with Simmons and the rest.
Yes. It seems to me, nearly every day we went out.
Yeah.
And I either had to drive for miles. Yes, I guess you're right, we didn't. Because I remember having to drive for miles in this Jeep in order to meet him. So, and at some strip. And then he'd get aboard and we'd go to the headquarters. Then back to the aircraft, and he'd fly home.
Yeah.
And even after the scene, because I can remember, funny how you remember these, coming home, going there, I had priority.
Mm.
Coming home, I wasn't allowed to have it. He was very meticulous about that.
Mm.
Crossing the Seine, for instance, the narrow pontoon bridges.
Yeah.
Coming home, I remember having to wait a long time before I was allowed to get back across.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? You would have made it more difficult for you now. By this time, you were ADC.
Yeah.
And to keep your maps up to scratch and keep them, you know.
Yes, well.
You'd be making
there was a continuous flow, I suppose, more thinly as. Told you, there's a continuous flow of information, and more you'd spend hours keeping the main maps up to date.
Yeah.
In his office, in his trailer caravan.
Yeah.
Which was just lined with maps, and in our office, which was another caravan on a 3,000 weight.
Yeah.
And we kept the two up to date.
Yeah.
And then I would, before going out anywhere, I would mark my map to make sure. Didn't take any wrong road.
Yeah.
And follow the route, find where Maple Leaf Up was going, and alternate routes and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then it was a continuous flow of information back, and it was pretty accurate.
Yeah. When did you, do you remember, I suppose it would be in the fall, that you when Army Headquarters then moved?
Yeah, well, Army Headquarters, I was just looking at the maps this morning, and there are
probably
two... moves where I think we were in the orchard or somewhere, very interim short moves, and the first long one was probably Ghent.
Mm.
We got a golf course just outside Ghent.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next major one was Antwerp.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tilburg, or Breda.
Was he, again,
remaining in his caravan all this time, or would he take over a chateau, or
always in his caravan.
He was, eh? That was
at home. Least, I cannot recall him ever using anything else, but,
no.
And when we were in Antwerp, we had a beautiful chateau,
yeah.
And his caravan was parked, and he would stay in the caravan. Mind you, he was ill for
yes, that's right.
That time, and Simmons took over.
Yeah. Well, now, when he became ill, let's talk about that just for a minute.
Yeah.
Were you still, would you become ADC to Simmons?
Yes. Marshall Starnes came
yeah.
and acted as his PA.
Yeah.
Finley and I worked under him, and I would continue to do the trips out.
Mm-hmm.
And I, if I may, I would do the same thing with Simmons that I did with Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Simmons didn't like flying. And he wasn't happy in an aircraft. I remember we went down to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Simmons and a few other officers. Not very many. We went in an Anson.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible day. It was about 400 feet, I guess. Raining. It was a good way to see the country. We landed at Paris airport. One of the brakes didn't work. When he applied the brakes, it slewed the aircraft.
Oh,
we didn't miss a Bowser by too much.
Oh, boy.
And needless to say, we drove home.
I see.
And I had, it was at night, and I had to gather the maps. I think it was some officers, General Morgan and staff helped. But he was down there to arrange the Walton,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove back at night, in the dark, in a staff car, with no escort. And I can remember being stopped numerous times by these FFI
guarding
bridges.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a Simmons and a naval officer. I'm not sure who it was. Well, eventually we got home.
Yeah,
I remember. Simmons was a very good map user. He got terribly in pain. I lost him twice in one morning in Antwerp. We were trying to find the bridge to get out of Antwerp to go up to 2 Div.
Yeah.
I lost twice. He found it both times. By then it was too late to get to 2 Div, so
yeah.
I got a bit of a razzing for that.
What would you, now having served at least for a little while with Simmons, and you know, how would you compare the two from your point of view?
I enjoyed working for Career more than Simmons.
Yeah.
Simmons wasn't that much humor.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he wouldn't there was no humor in the mess as far as very little. And,
mm-hmm.
and of course, I suppose I was terrified of him, too. He was pretty severe most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a driver. He he did a lot of going forward. And
finding out for himself, it looks like.
Yeah. I remember once we visited 82nd Airborne Division at Grab.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, there'd been a lot of rain and all, and split trenches were full. And we went into a headquarters marquee. I'd never seen so much paper in all my life. Piled on all the tables, folding typewriters, but just piled. Nothing terribly orderly.
Yeah.
But magnificent looking troops, and even Simmons says, I've never seen such magnificent looking six footers.
Yeah.
He was very impressed by them. I guess General Gavin was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We went to visit him.
Yeah. Crerar was sick for a number of weeks, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Was he sick during that time of Walterkin or not? Or Walsern, I should say?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
Because I remember we then went up to. The where they were launching the exercise. I've forgotten the name of the town. But, and it must have been just before the Walshern exercise. I remember meeting an old school chum of mine. He was driving one of these MTBs.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he was still ill at the time.
Yeah.
I know he wasn't there when the king visited our headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And that was while we were in Antwerp.
Yeah.
But,
he's a hard man to write about.
I was asked some time ago, how was our take coming? I was asked some time ago by an American, write up something on the Army commander. Because as you know, there's been no book written on him. I don't think there's even an article written on him.
I was told, who's the chap that's writing the book on Simmons?
Well, there's several people have had the idea of writing. Now, there's one fellow called Hutchinson.
Is he the one? His son has given him the papers, Simmons' papers, isn't it?
Oh, now that I don't know.
He phoned me a year or two ago.
Ah, now that'd be Colonel Hutchinson, probably.
Yes.
Bill Hutchinson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, is anyone writing anything about Greer?
Yeah.
And he sort of sneered and scoffed. I said, oh, gosh, there's no challenge writing about Greer. Everything's documented. He's got papers.
Well, now that is another thing about Crerar. Evidently, he wrote and wrote and wrote. It was almost as if he was writing for future historians.
Yes.
He did a great deal of putting on paper. Almost everything he said or thought or figured or what have you.
Yeah.
I do know from his correspondence between Crerar and Montgomery that he tried to get a knighthood. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I think I read it in your book.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't mention it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was another time. Now, again, I don't know if you know this, where this may be before you went to Army headquarters. There was a very, very great coolness between him and Simmons.
Oh.
Very great. In fact, he, at one time, when there was an argument going on between him and Simmons being in Italy at the time, I won't go into the full story of it, but he had two or three of Simmons' letters given to a psychiatrist to see if Simmons was fit to command, for God's sake.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was no love lost there. And, I think I said in my book that the relations between them were cool and correct.
Yes, very.
Yeah.
There wasn't, from what I could see, there wasn't a warm feeling. They, he'd call him guy. But
No armor on the shoulders.
No, that sort of thing. Shoulder at all.
Yeah. So it is, it's difficult to write about the man.
It is. I don't know who you could speak with. I would think Colonel Beamont.
Where's he?
Jim Tedley will be able to tell you. And he was out here a few years ago, and we had a short chat at the airport. But he's a judge now. Awfully. And he's a high mucky muck in the St. John ambulance, or was.
Yeah.
Who else is there? Boy.
Well, there's not many. His PA, of course, would have been marvelous.
Yes. Yeah.
But he's dead.
No.
Damn. And the fellow who used to pilot him around is evidently here.
Yes, he was visiting Finley. And there's another pilot here. But he wouldn't... Ivan...
Morehead.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
He's living in Victoria.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him yet.
The other chap is in England. Who else would there be? Oh, Jeff Walsh.
Yeah.
He might be able to tell you. He'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Down there, him, Walsh, too. I think both these people are back east. But
yes. Walsh, I think, is Ottawa. Jim Tedley, again, will be able to...
Oh, is Walsh in Ottawa?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's either Ottawa or Toronto.
Yeah.
But he'd be good.
Yeah.
Any other memories that spring to your mind about Crear? What about this this famous visit, for example, to Dieppe? Were you with him on that?
I didn't go on that.
No. You didn't, eh?
No.
Yeah. No, I think he flew there.
Yeah.
And that's all I can recall. Yeah. Now, Finley may have... You spoke to Finley,
yeah?
Yeah. Finley may recall more about that. But,
yeah.
I didn't go.
Yeah. I think there was some sort of a clash between Monty wanted to see him.
Monty wanted to attend a conference.
Yeah.
And Crear felt that his place was at the Dieppe thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
You know, when you consider the role that... that Monty had in that, and saying, you know, well, let's forget this, and I wonder if it was the purpose.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, of course, in that latest book on Monty by a British author, I forget who.
Yes, I hear that's quite something.
Yeah, he says that, he doesn't have any love for Crear either. He said that, you know, something like, I made him army commander at 12 noon, at 5 after 12, he had his first problem. I think that, of course, is when he went to see the British Corps commander and told him what he wanted to do. And really what Crear was doing was passing on to the Corps commander what Monty told him to do. And this British lad, took considerable umbrage because he had experience in North Africa, in Italy.
Yeah.
Far, far more experience than Crear
had
ever had.
Was this with Dempsey?
Dempsey was the army commander. This is Crocker, I think it was.
Crocker,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I must have been with him then too, but I don't recall where.
Yeah.
No,
you would. I think if you were, if you'd been in on that, from all I hear about it.
Yeah.
And I can imagine Crear being damned annoyed.
Yes.
To put it mildly.
Yeah. It was a difficult position he was in.
Yeah.
Put in.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Yeah, especially under Monty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was always a pretty cool customer, and as I say, I only saw him upset once, and that was more or less of me. But I don't recall him ever being. I liked him, while I was his ADC.
Yeah.
It was all strictly business. But
were you ADC, by the way, right up to the end of the war?
No, I was ADC until it was a 4 month period: August, September, October, November, 5 months.
Yeah, until the end of 1944, roughly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you go then, by the way?
Then I went on staff at Army headquarters at on the Q side.
Yeah.
And I used to see him, well, occasionally I'd pop in to see Maury a lot.
Yeah.
But I didn't see too much of him then.
Yeah.
I was involved and didn't have much input, but remember Veritable.
Yeah.
Being organized.
Yeah.
And, gosh, that was a great.
Yeah.
It was well planned, that
mm-hmm.
exercise.
Yeah.
They thought about almost everything except the muddy roads.
Yeah. Well, we were still, I think we'd still be in Italy at that time. I was with 5Div, and of course we didn't come up until January.
Yeah.
45, and I must say we were delighted to come up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And, of course, spring was coming on.
Yeah.
And things were more home-like in a way. You know, France, Belgium.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
My brother-in-law was with the 5Div, too, Armored Corps.
Yeah.
And I remember going to visit him. It was just north of Nijmegen.
Fascinating. Well, I guess that's that, then. If you have any great thoughts in the middle of the night, phone me up, let me know if you can think of any incidents, or if you hear of anybody
from
the old headquarters coming to Victoria.
I can think of anyone, but I would think those two people would.
Yeah.
One thing I was wondering whether you'd ever come across, it's an old book I found.
Oh, my sacred aunt.
But it's, I've had a bad back, so I was browsing through it. I didn't know there had any historical...